Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health. Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible, and the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter. And my family loves the greens.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body, so that you will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for Symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
So I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation, to come and call Symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the Symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care, the care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people, and I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving. We're learning how. We want to spread the word. We need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front. And the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself. And bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in Symptometry, and we are grateful that that we find this help. And I hope you'll call Symptomatry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution, and Dr. Nari knows how to help you.
Well, good evening, great evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Root Cause Radio. My name is Bella Marie. It is a delight, a pleasure, and an honor to be on the line with you tonight. Root Cause Radio, we exist. We are here to serve as the premier resource for family caregivers. We are here sharing the secrets of optimal health every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, courtesy of our sponsor, the American School of Symptometry. Now, for those of you new to our network, the American School of Symptometry is the teaching and training arm of Symptometry Root Cause Therapeutics. It's actually the only authorized teaching and training arm, and that's pretty exciting because Symptometry Root Cause Therapeutics focuses on removing the cause of disease at the cellular, genetic, and DNA levels. We do this through education and coaching, and also through specialized products and services with our partners. So this is really revolutionary, and it's great to be able to share, communicate, and help people in this really this intimate setting. So I want to thank you for taking time out of your evening to join us. If this is your first time with us, please know that you will be able to find this podcast and so many of our previous shows at rootcauseradio.com. As a matter of fact, at rootcauseradio.com, you can also learn about upcoming events, take advantage of the online e-courses offered by the American School of Symptometry. Many of them are no cost. You also have the option to connect with us, follow, subscribe, and become a part of our community. So we are excited to have you with us, and we are excited to deliver information to you and interact with you on this platform. Tonight's topic is a little unconventional, right? We're talking about self-discipline, success, and our health. And people would normally connect self-discipline to success, but not necessarily to health. And so we're excited to have our panel here today, and I will be contributing as well. But we're excited to be helping people move through this information and really put themselves in the best position to win long-term, because starting with our health, without that, we really cannot enjoy the pleasures of life or even execute on our goals of life. So it's really an honor to have all of this connected in terms of helping us move forward. Our first guest, I will not belabor the point. Our first guest is actually joining us out of Houston, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. He is no stranger to our community, but it has been a while since he's been with us on the show. He keeps a full schedule, not just being a past military vet, but he's actually the founder and leader there at Solel International. This organization, this nonprofit in Houston, Texas, has done quite a bit for the community in terms of putting on cultural shows for education and entertainment, in terms of hosting workshops and collaborating with other organizations locally that empower people, both in terms of life skills development, but also in terms of creating that quality of life. So again, it is an honor and a pleasure to have him on air with us tonight. I'm talking about none other than Mr. Daniel Andrew Asbury L. Thank you so much for making time to join us today on Root Cause Radio. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course, of course. It's our pleasure. So it's exciting to have you on, on the show, because, of course, it takes quite a bit of discipline and organization to, you know, do what you're doing there in the community in Houston. Before we dive into your testimony, could you just go ahead and introduce yourself in terms of what has your most of your attention now that you're in Houston, the project that you're prioritizing, as well as how you discovered symptometry and came to incorporate root cause therapeutics in your own life?
Yes, so initially I wanted to just do an arts and cultural festival. Could not ignore the benefits that I've received from symptometry. And so basically being inspired from that, I wanted to incorporate a wellness portion of our festivals that we were doing at the time. And I appreciate you all for coming out, because the people that arrived there had no idea about what they were going to run into, but they left knowing a whole lot more and feeling a whole lot more empowered, you know, in their own personal situations. So so what Solel International does is it is a placemaker organization where we invite people to tell their stories, whether it's a story of their culture or their journey in health or their journey in life in general. And basically that is what we do. Currently, we have entrepreneurship, a youth entrepreneurship conference coming up, and you can go to our Solel International page on Facebook and check it out.
Excellent. That is exciting, and yes, there's something always on the calendar that you're putting out for the community. So I'm excited to know and have the local listeners be able to take advantage and be a part of that. Now,
let's
dive into the health portion, because you have, you know, really just such an incredible story in terms of what you initially overcame health-wise and in terms of when you came to symptometry. But I was talking with you the other day, and you just mentioned some residual effects, right, some lasting benefits of keeping with the lifestyle changes that you had made when you first took advantage of root cause therapeutics all those years ago. So if you could, just for our listeners, Daniel, sir, how exactly has taking advantage of the dietary information, the dietary recommendations, eating scientifically, how has that helped your health, and then even benefited you in terms of the success you're now experiencing in your life?
Well, it sort of made time stand still for me, in a sense. I started taking symptometry when I was maybe 26 or 27, and people still think I'm in my early 20s, and I'm actually 36. I'd be 36 in May. And a lot of people think that I just walked out of high school. It sort of reversed time a little bit for me. The other benefits is, you know, we all know I was open about my discussion when I had boils. When I first tried symptometry, I was suffering with boils. I couldn't get rid of them. I didn't know what was going on. And so symptometry had allowed me to purge a lot of that, those toxins out of my body, and now you can't tell. There was another point where I had surgery on my hand, and I healed so quickly and so nicely. One of the doctors almost passed out. She was like, "How did you do that?" And I just said, "I've been eating right, and I have a new way of living, so to say." And you know, that's pretty much the benefit. I mean, time will stand still for you on this diet. This is what I've, you know, been seeing on my journey, that time has stood still for me. I feel great.
I love the way you said that, too. Time will stand still for you. Because let's be honest, everyone wants to keep that, you know, the energy of our youth, the clarity of our youth, the look of our youth. Can we say it? Our smooth, supple skin and whatnot for as long as we can, right? Not for the sake of vanity, but certainly we certainly want to take good care of these lovely vehicles that we have been blessed with, right, for this
right.
journey. So I love the way you said that, and I like that you bring that up, too, because in Dr. Narzeh's book, The Downside of Nutrition, and even in What to Consume, both of those books have a like an enzyme chart at the beginning that really makes it clear in terms of which foods, even the quote-unquote healthy foods, are actually costing your body the most to process. And so by choosing foods that take less out of you, right, that require less enzymes, you are actually giving yourself a bigger boost, right, in terms of being able to make time stand still. So I love the way you put that, but I also just wanted to let our listeners know maybe where they can get more information about foods to include and foods to avoid and that sort of thing, you know, on their own, because both of those books are available through Amazon. Now, in our previous conversation, you also brought up something that has been really the opposite, right? You had the chance to experience or witness a situation where someone got the information, took advantage of it, but didn't stay consistent with the lifestyle change, you know, after they got well, and you really felt that it was an important experience to share for others.
Yeah.
So I don't want to steal your thunder. Can you go ahead and tell us about that?
Yes, well, you know, I'm a big proponent of discipline. I've been in the military for 7 years, and discipline is something that you cannot get around. It is something that you definitely need just in life in general. I had a very close friend of mine. He was like a brother, you know, to me, and he originally suffered with cancer. And he was on I adamantly told him to get on the symptometry diet, and he followed it for a time. But when his situation cleared up, he started to go back to the old way of eating and doing some of the old things that he's done before to create the problem or be around that problem or have that problem surround him, so to say. And recently he has passed away largely because of the lack of discipline. You can only make a person do, you know, so much, but that person has to have the discipline. I'm a big proponent of, you know, letting God take you when it's time. But a lot of what we do speeds up that particular time. Our lack of discipline speeds up that time, you know, in a sense. So if you're eating pork or if you're eating fried foods, you know, if you're eating certain things with certain elements that you're not meant to eat and you're putting these things inside of your body will respond accordingly. And so my friend, he had sepsis because the food that he was eating was very toxic. And so the sepsis was covered, the sepsis was an infection, but there were tumors under the infection that they couldn't get to because of the infection, because of the toxicity of his blood at the time. So they couldn't even do chemotherapy on him because his blood was already toxic. So they just did what they could to make him comfortable, and unfortunately he passed away. And this was my brother, you know, and I would just like to tell everybody out there in the symptometry world, you know, or everywhere, make sure that when you do this and you see great signs, you see improvement, you keep doing the regimen, you keep doing, you know, what the instructions say do, because if you figure, oh, I got it, and I'm going to go back to eating whatever, that's not the point. You know, the point is have discipline, keep it going, you know, and keep on the path, because if you don't keep on the path, your body will respond accordingly. I lost a very good friend of mine, and I don't want to lose any one of you out there to lack of discipline.
Wow, and first of all, condolences, deepest condolences, because I know what that process feels like, and sometimes it makes the pain a little bit worse knowing that if there had just been different choices, then we might be able to enjoy ourselves in this realm a little longer, right? So, but
right.
My deepest condolences to you and really to everyone
thank
who
you.
Knew your lifelong friend, really like your brother. And I want to thank you for being brave enough to share, to share your experience and your testimony because, you know, a lot of times I think also too, Daniel, like the benefit of having access to the information, through the online courses at the American School of Symptometry or even just having your consultation, getting your health packet and having it there where you can read over, it really like pinpoints and makes like highlights, if you will, the issues that are triggering, compounding, multiplying the very health challenge that you're trying to get rid of. And I had a similar experience. It was with myself, and luckily it was not so drastic. But yeah, I noticed that, I was super surprised in terms of the progress. I had my health consultation for one thing, and then I noticed, oh, hey, next month that I'm having my cycle, my time of the month, if you will, I have more energy. I'm not as drained, even the flow is different. I was like, oh, this is great. But what I came to symptometry for, I only needed a one month of services. So at about month three, I went back to my old habits of everything.
Right.
Because my original concern was fatigue. I had gotten a promotion at work, but I was still responsible for my old position. So I was literally working like 60, 70 hours a week, and I needed to be able to perform at peak performance as if I was still getting, 8 hours of sleep at night and 3 meals a day. And so, the symptometry services were able to help me with that. I had to get rid of candy and sweets and nuts and Mountain Dew and coffee and all the things that I was snacking on to help me stay up while I was working third shift and then make it through the day in my new role as well. But again, I got better. I'm like, woo, I am firing in all cylinders. And so by month three, I went back not to coffee because I didn't need it, but I did go back to those snack foods, right, the grab and go
right.
that I was used to. And sure enough, my cycle came like clockwork. It's not like it was a surprise, and I needed to take personal time off days, for the first 2 days just because I would not have been able to function standing up, communicating with people, otherwise. And so for me, that was like a really quick, hard lesson in terms of the cost of not being disciplined, right? Of the cost of not being consistent. And Dr. Narte has a saying where he says, health is the reward of ourselves for aligning the needs. Health is the reward for aligning the needs of ourselves and the desires of our mind, right? So they're
right.
not always in an alignment, but when you are in alignment, hey, you've got energy, you've got clear skin, you've got, you've got no pain, no inflammation, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, I know this is a personal story, and I know this was really fresh for you, so I want to thank you for being brave enough to share your story, your testimony, and really encourage people to stay the course in developing the discipline it takes to be successful in making a lifestyle change and in developing those healthier habits. And there is a lot of information out there about health, so I want to thank you for coming on and making it clear the difference between between what is available already and what you found and how it can help. So do you mind if we share the information about your upcoming event just in case people are able to join on June 16th?
Oh, no, I don't mind at all.
Okay, great. Yeah, I did follow instructions and go to your Facebook page, and I found it. So this is really good because this is an open event for parents and children, and it's really creating the environment where family members and young entrepreneurs can develop the skills that it takes to be successful in business. So again, there's that discipline again, right? The theme is create, lead, inspire, transform, and this is your workshop. This experience is not going to help strengthen the parent-child relationship, but it's also going to help parents specifically to facilitate, right, and be an active partner in their child's dreams. And this is going to be fantastic because the cures for the problems of today are in the hearts and minds of the children of today as well. So I really want to thank you for putting this together. I know children are free. Adults are $20, and it's going to be held at the Houston Community College East Side Campus. That's 6815 Rustic Street, Houston, Texas. And your website where people can actually get more information is www.soleelint.org. So soleelint.org. I am so excited to have had you on today. And I know you keep a busy schedule, so I want to thank you for taking these couple of minutes join us. To share that as well, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, and take care, everybody.
Thanks, you're welcome, and good night. So, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not always that we're able to have such a testimony and such a story, if you will, to join us on the air, but I would like to go ahead and share with you tools, resources, best practices, if you will, in terms of making the transition for yourself and your loved ones, right, and taking those first steps. So to do that, I want to bring up really quickly a young lady who has actually not only benefited from the information that Symptometry offers for herself and her family, she actually took advantage of the online courses, if you will, at the American School of Symptometry, and she is now one of our newest certified health coaches, and she's also very, very active in the community as well. So without further ado, Ms. Yvette Dean, welcome to Root Cause Radio, and it's a pleasure to have you with us on the air. So. Oh, and Miss Yvette, I'm just going to double-check your mic here because I cannot hear you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here. Hi, Belle. Bella Marie.
Hi, there.
Hi, you hear me?
Definitely.
Thanks.
Loud and clear. It's definitely a pleasure to have you. And Mr. Azrael really just blessed us with some information. I'm glad he was transparent enough to share his own personal insights. I know you have had your own experiences in your health journey and testimony as well. Going beyond that, what exactly inspired you to become a certified health coach and now put yourself in the position to help others?
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you. Well, all my life when I was younger, I always, draw to health. You know, I always wondered, why do the body get sick? What happens? Why do we get headaches? You know, and it's just like I was always curious, right? Curious. So when I first joined Symptometry and got healed of my ailments, I was like so excited. I wanted to learn more. I mean, how did this happen? This was what I always wanted, right, to know why, to know how. So when I first learned about the American School of Centometry, I was like, yes, yes, a school that actually teaches real health, what happens to the body and why it gets sick. So I was so excited. So I attended the school and signed up for one of the online courses to become a centometry health coach so I could help others, right, on their health path and their journey to optimal health.
Wow, yeah. that really is inspiring. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so and it started from that curiosity from childhood even for you. So thank you for following through on that.
Yeah.
So I know this is a shorter podcast, and I'm glad we got to go in a little bit more in detail with our first guest, but we have had some questions, concerns sent in terms of making the transition in to develop those healthier lifestyle habits. We've had people wanting to know what the biggest, if you can't make a complete lifestyle change, where should you start, right, in terms of what's one area to focus on for improving your health. So I want to thank you for joining us because you actually have, the area we've chosen to focus on is sugars and sweets, just because that impacts so many people. And, I guess I'll just turn over the mic with you. What was the first question or area that people wanted to know about in terms of making the transition?
Yes, yes. Mostly it's sugar, right? That is so hard to stay away from. Because we are so used to having that taste, that sweet taste, and it's like, so hard to get rid of. Well, so today I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, okay? All right, so
yeah.
If someone's not ready to quit sugary drinks and processed desserts, cold turkey, what would be some of the warning signs a person should look for if they are consuming too much or wrong kind of sugar?
Okay, I'm glad you asked this because this is even something that, I had to deal with personally. I just shared my testimony a little bit of what me going back to my tried and true favorite snack. So I can do this one, Yvette.
okay,
our list. This is important, and this is just a really quick overview. This podcast is meant to enlighten and empower you. If you want more information, I know the American School of Symptometry does have the Not So Sweet Truth About Sugar e-course, right? On
yes, that's a good one.
Under description tools, yeah, I took it myself too. So. But this is important to know. These warning signs are important to know because we have candy thrown at us at least 6 months out of the year for Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's Day, anniversaries, etc. We have frosted cereals and glazed donuts promoted for breakfast, chocolate-covered power bars or whatever they're called for snacks, right? We have ice cream for dessert. So we have a lot of options to indulge in sugary goodness, okay? And so we need to know if we are shortchanging our health at the long term. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Cracked lips, right? Thrush or the white coating that'll build up too on your tongue. The inability to focus and study. Yawning, even when you're not. Nausea after drinking cold water. The swelling of your nasal passages, all of these are just a few of the signs that you're eating too much of the wrong kind of sugar. And I want to go a little bit more in detail, if you don't mind, because it's not just sugar per se, right? Our body needs sugar. Our body uses the glucose that we get from sugar, starches, fruits, etc. We need those sources to get the glucose to then create energy, fix our DNA, and really do everything that it takes to keep us alive, right? So we can't not have sugar. the challenge that comes in is that when we are eating these heavily processed sugar or even, you know, fruits, half fructose, that's a really sweet version of sugar, and the body will break that to get glucose as well. If we are consuming too many sugary, delicious items, let's just say the truth, they are delicious, okay? We are forcing our body's glucose conversion mechanism to work overtime, right? Like, let's say your normal work day is maybe 6 to 8 hours, right? But all of a sudden, you need to do overtime. Well, it's fine if you're doing it one day out of the week or even 2 days out of the week, right? But to but to be working, just imagine you, your physical self, working, you know, 12 to 18-hour days, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and it's not that you're sitting at a computer. Ladies and gentlemen, imagine this is the kind of job where you have to run up 4 flights of stairs and then run back down to complete one task, right? Like something super, super stupid. And I know I'm putting it in layman's, but, you know, the glucose conversion mechanism, what our body, the process our body uses to break down the food that we eat and get the part we need, the glucose, out of it, it actually does take quite a bit of work. It does burn quite a few calories. It does have quite a few moving parts. And so when we're constantly introducing things that need to be broken down, right, with our candy bars, with our frosted cereals, with our chocolate-covered energy bars or whatever they are, with our desserts, et cetera, right, our taste buds are satisfied. But our body, our cells, our glucose conversion mechanism is crying out for a break. And it may work really, really well for a really long time. And by a long time, it could be 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, right, depending on what your starting health condition was, before a person develops a serious health issue like diabetes or like, you know, cancer. But there are these warning signs that will show up long before we ever have anything serious enough to be diagnosed as a medical condition, and those were some of the symptoms I mentioned earlier, right? The cracked lips, the thrush, the inability to focus and study, the swelling of our nasal passages. A lot of people think, oh, when you're congested, maybe there's something in the air in terms of you catching a cold, or maybe it's allergy season, the pollen in the air, whether it's spring or fall. But these challenges, right, the swelling of our nasal passages is also a warning sign, like, you know, we're working too hard to break down the glucose, right, to get the glucose out of what we just ate. So whenever you have any of these symptoms, know, try and think of what you just consumed. And I just got a message in the mobile club, like, wow, energy drinks and pills are like a multi-million dollar industry, and they are, right? But we are, they often make these things taste good with sugar and aspartame and, you know, other versions of sweetness. And so the longer we use and rely on these products to get us through the day, if you will, you know, depending on their ingredients, the more problems, the more we're actually, you know, aggravating or compounding the issue. So that's just a highlight, ladies and gentlemen. You know, the glucose conversion mechanism breaking down in the body can even kick up PSA levels in men. Pardon me. They can even kick up PSA levels in men and have the those sharp random pains. Aches and pains are not normal. It's not part of getting old, so if you're having more of those are warning signs as well. It can make cataracts worse. So there's really just like a huge laundry list of things that of health challenges and symptoms that will be triggered when we overconsume sugar and overwork our body's glucose conversion mechanism. So that's a few of them. Dr. Narte mentions some of them in his book, The Downside of Nutrition, and again, many, many more of them are mentioned on that e-course on Root Cause Radio's website as well. Hopefully I didn't overload you, Yvette. What's next? And, oh, I'm not sure. Oh, I see
yes.
As well. I can't.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes,
I couldn't hear
yes,
you first.
Can you hear me? Yes, I'm still here. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I was talking. Well, I'm saying, yes, you are right. You are right. Very strong sugars such as aspartame and saccharin that's in sodas and everything. What we've learned at the American School of Symptomatology is that those sugars, they take up so many enzymes, right, to digest, so many enzymes. And if we're lacking those enzymes, yes, that can cause tumors, lumps in a person, you know, things like that. So, yes, Bill, thanks so much for those warning signs. And we definitely appreciate that. So, yes, so I have another question, okay? So, yes, our body does use the glucose it gets from sugar to create energy, repair DNA, and keep us alive in general. What suggestions do you have for people looking to have healthier lives?
Okay, well, in this I can be a little... a little briefer with, because there are some suggestions. We don't have to cut out and eliminate everything delicious and sweet, right? It's just about making wiser choices. So
for the people who are
super analytical and like to read the information for themselves, etc. You can get this information out of The Downside of Nutrition and What to Consume, or the online e-course. But some quick solutions are actually in swapping out the sugars. Like, for example, right, brown sugar, which is sweeter. There's light brown sugar, right, and then there's dark brown sugar. Mm-hmm. Dark brown sugar is sweeter than light brown, and then both of those are sweeter than white sugar, right? If you're going to use any of those kinds, you definitely want to find a brand that is organic. And, again, not all organic is the same. So I know there's a website, non-GMOproject.org, that, you know, people can type in which product they're looking for, and then the company, that website, that group will show you the list of products that are in that category that are not only quote-unquote organic but are also confirmed as not having any genetically modified organisms in them, because, you know, foods with GMOs cost us more energy and enzymes to break down as well. So you can get that kind of sugar, number one, if you're going to use it. But number two, if you're going to use the brown sugar or the white sugar, then you want to use it in baking, right, where you have the application of heat, the oven at the 350, 400 degrees to break down the sugar even before it gets in your body, and you still have the benefit of the flavor and the taste, right? And there's another option that people have, too, in terms of sweetening their food. If you need to sweeten your food for like cereal or for a beverage or something like that, then you would actually want to use the light agave nectar, okay? The light agave nectar.
Yes.
And then also another option you have is Symptometry Sympto Honey recipe. And the Sympto Honey recipe is really simple. It's just 1 teaspoon of rice vinegar to 5 teaspoons of honey. And you just stir it until it's completely blended and, you know, and everything is well mixed. And it'll still have the sweet taste, but even though honey is an all-natural product, you mix the honey with the rice vinegar to neutralize any of the toxins that are in the honey. Because, again, plants go to different bees go to different flowers to get their pollen, right? So, and now with what we have courtesy of the state of the world today, right, even the soil that the flowers are growing in could have leftover pesticides and things from previous seasons and whatnot. So mixing the mixing the honey with the rice vinegar, again, starts the breakdown process in the honey so that it takes your body less enzymes to actually get the glucose out of it. But it also neutralizes any toxins and what's in common called health be in the honey. So those are two quick ones, two great ones. The other thing, too, is that just if you're going to consume snacks and beverages and sweets and things like that, it's much better to consume them being homemade, right? So you know the quality of the ingredients versus versus them being store-bought. Even if you're going to have Rice Krispie treats, if you're making it at home, you know your ingredients are the Rice Krispies, you know, the butter, right, as well as the marshmallows. If you buy Rice Krispie treats in the store, and I have nothing against Rice Krispies or Rice Krispies treats, it's actually, you know, it used to be one of my most favorite snacks. That's why I learned the way that I could still have them without hurting my health, right? So this is nothing against nothing against the snacks and the sweetness or the specific brand. Right. But if you make them at home, you only have those ingredients. Everything is fresh. You're consuming it within, you know, 2 to 24 hours versus when you get it in the store. Then they need to, they're required to add things to the recipe that extend the shelf life
so that snack
is not, you know, poisoning you when you eat it, right, so that it's not already gone bad and expired by the time you can get to the store and buy it. So if you are going to have a sweet snack of any kind, it's much better to make it at home. And also a lot of nutritionists recommend and encourage people to eat, get their sweets from fruit. And that is, you know, that is good advice. That is solid advice. I would just have one word of caution. If anyone is pre-diabetic or already diagnosed as diabetic, fruit is naturally sweet because of the fructose in it. That's the kind of sugar in fruit. It does take our body more enzymes and energy to break down the kind of sugar in fruit, ladies and gentlemen. And so if you're already pre-diabetic or diabetic, if you're already experiencing numbness and tingling, if you are already battling vision issues, blurriness of vision, cataracts, et cetera, then you do not want to eat fresh fruits because that would, again, put extra work on your glucose conversion mechanism and aggravate and worsen the very conditions you're trying to get rid of. So that would be the only tip or caution about getting your sweets and your sugar fix from fruits. Back to you, then.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. I know a friend of mine who has diabetes, right? And, you know, she's still drinking soda. You know, and I explained to her, you're never going to cure your diabetes if you continue to drink the soda. You know, she's like, no, no, I don't eat sweets. I don't eat sweets. I just drink soda. Okay, so what can you do, right? You can't make them. You only can give advice and, you know, and hope one day to just, you know, she'll just realize that she's harming herself more by destroying her glucose, you know, mechanism, right? So, yes. All right. So, so I have
version.
Yes. All right. So, let's see here. I have another question for you. So, what lifestyle tips do you have for a person battling cravings for sweets or even just trying to replace other outdated food habits? Now, I have a few. Right, just do well, maybe one. Okay, my my tip personally for craving sweets, you know, for myself is that when I get that super craving where I just have to have something, I go and make some white tea, right, which is consists of hot water and agave. So I would sip on that tea and, you know, and then it curbs my craving. And then I would go run and brush my teeth. Take the rest out of my mouth.
Oh.
And it actually works.
Okay.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. You know, I do like that I really do like that suggestion, Yvette, especially in brushing your teeth afterwards to take the sweetness off your tongue. But you satisfy the craving so that you don't end up binging on something more harmful. And then, you know, and then you just move. So I love that. And that's, I think that's a great suggestion that everyone can use in life. And really, in terms of changing habits, the best way to change a habit is to replace the habit, right? So even for your friend that you just mentioned who is entertaining her love of sodas, even though she's actively fighting diabetes, for her it would be replacing it. Now, it would not benefit her to replace her sodas with
with fruit, right?
With fruit,
she can't eat fruit,
right? Because she's already diabetic. So she could do the white tea. She could do the white tea, which you suggested. There's also there's a liquid vitamin too, actually, and this is something that is that I experienced and benefited myself personally too. Instead of Well, before I go into that, I really want to say that a lot of the habits and things that we have are connected to what we associate them with them, right? That's why we keep it alive, right? Like I enjoyed chocolate milk for the longest time, right? Not because it tasted good, but because I remembered that as being the treat that was waiting for me when I came home from school, right? And so I connected chocolate milk with that quality time with my siblings and my parents and things like that before, oh, it's time to do homework and everything else, right? So chocolate milk was not just chocolate milk for me, right? for some people may be using sweetness and snacks and all of these things, even cigarettes, right, to respond to life situations that come up regularly. And so if you notice a habit that no longer serves you, don't just condemn yourself for having it, but look at, okay, when did I start this? What's connected to it? Take 10 minutes, 30 minutes, even if you will, in terms of writing down when you notice yourself consuming this food or snack or engaging in this habit, and then look at what you can replace it with, right? Like example two, sweetness and in entertaining the foods we love also releases a neurotransmitter called dopamine in our brain, right? Activates the pleasure center, and our brain's like, yes, we're winning right now. And so we want to do more winning, and so we're going to consume it more often, right? But instead, what we can do is engage in other habits that also release dopamine and those other joyful neurotransmitters and create the same kind of emotion. Walking for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, doing that physical exercise with the cardio where you're swinging your arms and walking it at a strong pace, that will also trigger the very same release. And so if you, the dopamine release. And so if you are able to do that at the beginning of the day, I mean, if you can do 30 minutes, you're winning. But if not, start at least with 10. Right? Start at least with 10 and carving out that time for yourself, even if it's just going up and down the stairs, right? Maybe you work earlier, you work overnight and whatnot. Maybe it's just going up and down the stairs in your building and what have you. If you can't get outside, doing that a minimum of 10 minutes, but really 30 minutes of activity will really help you in terms of kickstarting that dopamine release. And it's going to be a slower, more gradual release. It's going to last you longer throughout the day. And so if you start it as a new habit, it's going to kick in. And even if you can't do it at the beginning of the day, but you put in your mind, oh, when I have a donut, I'm going to go up and down the stairs 5 times before I have the donut, right, to create a new habit. that'll kick it in. Or maybe you make a list of people that you haven't talked to in a while, right, but you genuinely mm-hmm. care about. So whenever the craving kicks in, you're like, oh, time to call Jessica. Oh, time to call Jerome or, you know, whoever's on your list.
Right.
So if you mm-hmm. put in new activities that will also supply and release that same dopamine fix, that'll help you. And I just want to end with this, Yvette, because I did mention the liquid vitamin. There's a specific brand, NutriBurst. Actually, there's mm-hmm. a kind that comes with citric acid in it, and it's a lot sweeter, but you want to get the original NutriBurst, especially if you already have, any of the health concerns or the warning signs that we spoke about earlier.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there's that you can do for yourself, but also go ahead and take advantage of the private health consultation with a licensed symptometrist. The phone number, again, is 708-691-4977. Have the private health consultation, and you can actually repair your glucose conversion mechanism, right, so that you don't have the cravings, you're not fatigued, you don't have all these other symptoms that were connected to it, and working with a symptometrist would actually accelerate the process, if you will. So you can still do the things that build discipline, but again, if you're already having any of these symptoms, that means a degree of damage has already been done. And changing your lifestyle habits and your dietary habits will manage the situation, right, by not making any worse. But if you actually correct the issue at the core, mm-hmm. address the root cause of it, then you're not only experiencing higher quality of life, but you might be able to, enjoy more of those home-baked delicious goodies and things more often without having the side effects of your body telling you, whoa, our glucose conversion mechanism is breaking down, right? So you don't have any of those extra symptoms. And, that's really it. I know we went into overtime. This was a little bit longer podcast than usual, but so many listeners stayed on the line and even added more people to it. So we want to thank our community for being who you are and tuning in. I have to thank you, Miss Yvette Dean, for joining us on this podcast adding the value to it, and even share the nuggets that you got from taking advantage of those online courses too. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, if you want the information for yourself, you can listen to this podcast anytime at rootcauseradio.com. The e-courses that we spoke about are under tips and tools, so you can go ahead and register for the free ones, or even take the e-course specifically about sugar, the dangers, the warning signs. There's a really extensive list, over 100 different health symptoms and conditions you would be experiencing if this was already an issue for you. And then also the books, The Downside of Nutrition and What to Consume, already on Amazon. So those are the resources. We appreciate your time, your knowledge. Thanks again to you, Miss Yvette. Every single Wednesday. Yes, we're here every single Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, sharing the secrets of optimal health. Enjoy your night, and we'll see you next week.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.